all week Exorcist for my ex has been in my
head. Me
too!
It was in my head this morning. It was in my head in my sleep last night. And then I woke up and I was singing it.
Okay, wait till you hear this. Did you see what H. Graves sent us?
No.
Okay, get ready. You're going to get ready to like, okay, so also I noticed when I listened to the playback that we kind of were like, okay, yeah, great. And didn't say like, and the winner is or anything like that. It was like, So you may have missed the fact that Exorcist won. And I felt a little bit weird about that.
Why?
Just because I wasn't sure if I felt that I would have picked it. But now I do feel I would have picked it.
No, I know that I would have because it's been in my head all week.
Exactly.
And, you know, Coffee was a great song. My kid drinks too much coffee.
Yes.
But that hasn't really stuck with me. And you know what else stuck with me that I was actually, like, really shocked about?
In what?
Was, when you believe, you believe, you believe. When you, that first one we listened to where I was like, no.
Interesting, interesting. H. Graves, who sent us Tracy and Rich, said it wasn't indeed an AI production, but I fed it the lyrics. So I went ahead and put Exorcist for my ex through with the style of pop beat and female R&B lyricist.
Ooh.
H. says they can't even decide which one sounds better. I have my choices, but you'll hear.
Okay.
I mean, I have my choice. It's two. We have two choices and one is better, I think.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is so good.
It's really good.
Got my head spinning around my neck. I want God to bless me so that you won't possess me. I hold a crucifix because you exist. I have to pray today that you stay away. To forget your kiss, I need an exorcist. Lord, help me break this hex. I need an exorcist for my ex.
I love this.
It's great. It's legit.
I need an
he's like Kelly Rowland solo album type of thing, or like Keisha Cole.
Could be a deep
Maybe
Sierra
Kalani.
Cut.
Yeah, deep Sierra. It would be a Sierra.
Because she had jokey songs. Did you know that Sierra has a song called Like a Surgeon that's not a cover of the Weird Al song? That there are two songs in existence at least called Like a Surgeon. Okay, so for
this
whatever...
This is so good.
It is. So that's the R&B one. And then here's the more pop one.
Of Exorcist?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, they did two. Female R&B lyricist and pop beat. So here's the pop beat. These are the prompts.
I've got to tell the devil he ain't on my level.
Ariana Grande.
Somebody call the priest to release the beast.
J-Lo.
Oh, what a mess.
Right.
I need an exorcist. Lord, I have a soul to protect. Need an exorcist for my ex. Got my head spinning around my neck.
An
exorcist for my ex. So I don't reply to that text. I need an exorcist for my ex. I want God to bless me so that you won't possess me.
That is so Ariana Grande.
I hold a crucifix because you exist. I have to pray the day that you stay away. To forget your kiss, I need an exorcist. Lord, help me break this hex. I need an exorcist. Lord, help me break this hex. I need an exorcist for my ex. To get this out of my chest, I need an exorcist. kisses from my ex. So I don't miss all the sex. I need an exorcist. You had me in your spell, but God is gonna wake me. Damn, you can go to hell, but you won't be taking me. Cause I'm on an exodus to what's next. I need an exorcist for my ex. I need an exorcist for my ex. I hold a crucifix because you exist.
Pussycat dolls.
Huh?
Pussycat dolls.
Yes. All right, so I like the R&B one better.
Me too.
But there are parts of the pop one that I like a lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, that was so good.
H. Graves says in a follow-up that the more poppy one kind of slaps. I prefer the R&B one.
Me too. I think I'm always going to prefer an R&B thing over something else.
Yeah. Also, I fucked up.
What?
I totally forgot to play a song that somebody entered. I'm so sorry. But we can play it now and you can be spotlit, and I don't know, maybe if it's like,
if it's better than Exorcist, we'll have a discussion, but I kind of doubt it.
Yeah. Also, you know, I mean, maybe you could elect to enter it in next year's, or, you know, if it's that great. Well, I don't want to set it up like that,
but they're still going to get a grinder.
Maybe. I mean, not everybody can get a grinder. We had like 18 submissions.
All right. So the two that win the bong, they're not going to get a grinder.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Good idea. Yeah.
So, and then there was one that was a double entry.
Right. So I think we might have just enough. Dylan, I'm so sorry that I missed this. It is a video, but that's no reason why I should have missed it.
Oh, God. Do you think it's going to like knock us on our asses?
I don't know. I don't know. It's called Don't Eat That Fry. Which is promising to me.
Yeah. Shit.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what we want to do about this. Legit.
I don't want to eat that fry. Eat that little couch dish. I don't want to eat that fry. But I'll serve it.
All right, that was very good. I like that it was a video.
So good. You
know, it wouldn't have beat Exorcist or Coffee.
Okay. But it's up there.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry about that, Dylan, but at least you get to have your own moment now. And I like that you play an instrument.
What kind of instrument is that?
I'm gonna guess mandolin, but I'm not quite sure. That's what I think. But it's also got a lot of strings.
Do you think there's anyone in the
it's
world?
It's got 10 strings. Yeah, it's got 10 strings.
The
I'm sorry.
What is that
it's got
called in the arm, the fret.
It's got 11 strings.
The guitar is limp wristed at the top.
Right, it is. It is.
Are you supposed to be playing it with your shoulder, like that, with it on your shoulder?
I don't
like
know.
That?
I don't know if that's. I mean, it probably serves some function,
they do it like
right?
That.
Yeah, unless somehow the top
is that
of
a
it.
Lute? What is that? This is a lute.
The lute. Ah,
thing.
11 string lute. Great song. Great. It was a great. When I listened to the episode back, not to review us, but I thought it was great. I thought it was a great
episode.
Yeah, yeah. I thought everybody, and it was great because everybody else.
I was like, so impressed
with the talent.
It, honestly,
so I'm like, you know,
we
how,
had
like,
you know what we had no like first week American Idol entries. Like we had no like. Well, the chicken feet, you know, was a little bit like that.
But yeah, also the I farted one, which she wouldn't have gone to Hollywood.
I liked that one.
Did you really?
I thought it was funny.
Okay. It was fine. I mean, it was. I didn't think it was funny enough. You know? No offense. It's a fun thing. But everyone's just having fun and doing their things. But, you know.
There's a part at the end that repeats and it's taken from something and I can't figure out where it's from, but I like it because it's like familiar like that. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Like it,
that's all
you know,
it takes.
Yeah.
It's copy.
I farted. It tickled. My butt cheeks wiggled. So I did it again.
All right. What is that from?
Oh, well, it's it's kind of like the double Dutch bus, the gibberish that the guy says that's also in Gossip Folks by Missy Elliott.
Okay. Kind of, but no.
Did it again. Yeah, it's the... I think probably on the double Dutch bus it'll make more sense because it's a refrain in double Dutch bus. I don't really like double Dutch bus.
Let me hear it.
It's a little too extra for me, but... Oh. I do think it's funky, but the vocals are just...
Oh, it is.
You know?
That is a lot. Yes, I know this.
And then she goes, gizzabble gizzach. Did it again.
This really is gibberish.
Yeah. Is it like a Cosby imitation?
Oh, is it?
Maybe. Right? I did it again. I did it again. That's it.
But I feel like...
You think it's not that?
I think that whatever I'm thinking about is something that is doing that. You know?
I see. But it wasn't... This was not your source.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure it's been... And I'm sure that you couldn't even look it up because it's just like people doing that little... You know, rhythmic little thing right there.
Oh, I wrote another letter to the Better Business Bureau about a new company, not a new company, but a different company.
Okay.
Not PayPal.
All right. You're back on your bullshit.
Back on my bullshit at the Better Business Bureau. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. This guy rang my doorbell. I do have the very beginning of it on my Ring. And then I have like another part on my Ring, but I'm so pissed that my Ring wasn't recording it the whole time because it like shuts off after a certain time. Mm-hmm. It's like a battery saver thing. So he rings my doorbell. I go down. He's not in a suit. He's not like in a Con Ed or National Grid suit. He's a regular, but he has a lanyard on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know about scams and things. Like, I'm not an idiot. I have to tell you, though, this guy was so... He was so good that he made it seem like it was mandatory. He was like,
what?
Like, he was like, you know, my name is Lewis. I'm here from Empower. I'm just doing
Empower.
Empower. You know, the little play on that.
Yeah.
Which I actually don't like.
Because it is a real business.
Yeah, it's a real business. And they
it's
have
a real business that's doing scamming.
You should see their wall on Better Business Bureau. A lot of people are writing about them and their Yelp. It's all 1-star reviews. It's all people like screaming about how they were conned out of money. They were scammed. Yeah. So this guy, Lewis, he came to my door. He was like, I need to speak to you because I didn't get a chance to do so during the last evaluation. He's like, I'm talking to everyone on the street. And you know how like we live under the plume here? He was good, but he used a lot of really deceptive tactics that he knew would like, because he did his research that would like get us like thinking that it was real.
Because mm-hmm.
we have that plume problem and like it cuts Wait, off.
What's
like
the plume problem?
Oh, it's because like that Newtown Creek is like so incredibly polluted because people like for the longest time, like dry cleaners were just throwing their shit in there, like their
yeah,
chemicals.
That sounds right.
And so there's this really dangerous, like horrible air quality. It cuts off like 2 blocks over, but like we're right at the edge of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we get runoff. It's like an issue. It's a community issue. They talk about it a lot. I get a lot of like flyers and shit about it. So he said the kind of energy use in your block, in your area, it's contributing to the poor air quality you already have and blah, blah, blah. And in my head, this is how good he was. In my head, I was like, of course. That those businesses are going to blame us. It's our fault,
oh,
right?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
So, but I, at the same time, I was skeptical of him the whole time. Like, I just cracked the door. Like, I only cracked it. He wasn't allowed in. People were letting them in on the Yelp complaints, wow, and the Better Business Bureau complaints, because they were making it seem, they were like, I have to check your energy to see, because, you know, sometimes they'll be like, I have to check your wattage, like Con Ed will come by and they'll like scan, mm-hmm, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was determined that my area was highlighted for its particularly bad air quality and that a move to clean energy through my utilities was mandatory. He said that I should have received a notice from National Grid and Con Ed about the switch. That was the first part where I was like, why would it be both? And then I was like, oh, this must be like a governmental thing.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like both,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
About the switch to clean energy. And he needed to confirm that I received the notice. And I was like, yeah, that sounds like some bureaucracy bullshit. Like they have to like confirm that I received this. I probably was ignoring mail. I do that a lot. He told me I needed to log into my Con Ed account or grab a bill and to read it. Once I got my Con Ed bill, he started saying that I was paying way too much for energy. He was like, yeah, you have to go to the second page and say clean. Yeah, see, and you're getting it from DC and you should be getting it from this area. And I was like, all right, this doesn't make any sense anymore. So then I was like, are you like, you're selling something? You're selling something. I asked him three times if he was a salesperson at different points. In the very beginning, I was like, is this a sales thing? And he was like, no. And so he just was straight up lying to me, which is what I complained to Better Business Bureau about,
uh-huh,
and what other people complained about.
Because he is trying to sell something.
Yes.
And clean energy.
No, it's not even. Just a different energy like carrier or whatever.
Okay.
They're like, I don't really, like, instead of having Con Ed arrange who's going to carry it, and they take money from Con Ed or something like that.
Right.
People on Yelp were like, they told me that this was like mandatory and blah, blah, blah. And I also thought like, okay, yeah, clean energy, may as well sign up. And then they started upping and upping the rates, and then she started paying like way more than she was initially, because they like get you, they're like oh, it's only gonna be this much money. And he was telling me, he's like, you should be, and he like showed me a calculator, which meant nothing to me,
uh-huh,
and he was like, he's like, see what you're paying is right here, and you'd be saving this much money because it's like 67 cents. And I was like, okay, I'm not like, that's just like, you may as well be speaking Chinese to me.
Right, right, right.
But when he first asked me, when he first told me that it was mandatory and I had to confirm it, I was like, I have to do that right now? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, and I like rolled my eyes, closed the door, locked it.
Uh-huh.
And then he waited and I was at my computer, and then I was like, I can't find this thing.
Yeah.
And then I brought my computer over. And
good.
Then I was like,
I love this.
So then.
This is decidedly not Charlotte Cows. It's the opposite of that
Wait,
story.
Wait, which one, Charlotte Cows?
I put $50,000 in a shoebox.
That's her name.
Cows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cows.
Cows. So I went over and then I was like, you are trying to sell me something. And he was like, no, I'm not. And I was like, I don't believe you. This is shady and I don't believe you. And I closed the door and I locked it.
Yeah.
And then I sat down and I looked them up on Yelp and Better Business Bureau. But I'll show you like the very beginning. He says something too, and I can't hear what he says, but I think it's something snide or something went before I get to the door.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's something like, I know you're working from home or like something like that when he like taps at the door.
Oh.
Hey, yeah,
something like that, working from home.
Hello. Hi, sorry to disturb you and your dog. My name is Lewis. I'm here with Empower. I was just here speaking with everybody on from my last evaluation when I didn't get a chance to speak to you guys.
I should have known right then, because I was like, I'm always here.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Empower, which is what the message was entailing for you guys to kind of get in contact with this board.
Okay. So what, can I do that right now?
Yeah, it just takes 2 seconds to miss. I didn't, you know, just make it easier for you.
And then I think it cuts off before I come back.
Damn.
And it doesn't come back. I'm so pissed that it didn't record that whole interaction.
So that was the end of the interaction. You locked the door on him and he went away eventually?
Yes. But the thing is that I'm so mad I even gave him the 3 minutes that I did. I was like, he conned me out of that 3 minutes. Like,
he did, but I don't know. I really like that story. I do, because you caught him on his shit in the moment.
Right. But I mean, I still went and got my computer and was like, you know, what am I doing? And he's like, oh, click here. And then when he asked my name and number, finally, I was like, no, like that's where I was like cutting it off. And then other people were like, yeah. And then he asked for a lot of times it's two people that come and they're like, yeah,
that's intimidating.
They came into my house. They said they needed to read the energy and they were like, and then they sat down and then they had me sign this stuff. And I had to like give them my name and number, and people didn't know they were signing contracts. They thought they were signing like a confirmation paper that they had received a notice or they had received a visit. And it's across the country too.
Really?
Because I was reading about people in, where was it? Seattle or something?
Empower, M-P-O-W-E-R, M yeah. space.
That sounds vaguely familiar to me too. At some point, I've heard that this has happened.
But I've heard like the warning of like, don't ever let people come to your house. Yes. And there's like, they're not wearing a Con Ed uniform.
Like forever ago, I think they were like in my building already. He came to my door and was like, yeah, saying all this stuff. And it's like, what? Like, right. What do you need me to do? And I think I probably said that. And he was like, well, go get your energy bill. And I was like, no.
Oh, so
like,
the same people.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to go dig something up for you. Firstly, I'm paperless, but I'm not even going to put in my password for you. Get the fuck out of here. You know? I
see, it's different because like I own my house.
Yeah.
So whenever that shit happens.
Exactly. It sounds like you said they tailored it for this.
Yes.
So they're talking about the plume. Yes.
And all of that shit.
I mean, that's actually pretty smart.
It was really smart. I just hated him. I as soon as he walked away, I was like, I fucking hate him, yeah. Lewis. Like he just like made it seem like it was mandatory. He was so fucking bossy.
I saw something that made me think of you.
Oh.
It's Kate Blanchett versus leaf blowers.
Yeah.
I don't understand leaf blowers and I don't understand golf. But leaf blowers, if I see a leaf blower, I will leaf blowers. I go from 0 to 1,000. I move from one place to another.
You blow leaves from one side of the pavement to the other side of the pavement.
Only for them to be blown back again, and then you go, oh, I'm going to blow them again.
To have the wind go and blow them back in the first place.
I cannot. It's all that is wrong with the human race.
I could be here for 3 hours talking to you about leaf blowers.
I feel her.
They drive me nuts.
I hate them so much.
Gardeners, I mean, their faces, they know that what they're doing is stupid. I'm like a barking dog, like a squirrel. If I see leaf blower, it's just, that's it. I'm gone for the rest of the afternoon.
It's like, what happened to the broom? I hate leaf blowers so much.
Just a word to the wise.
What?
Kate Wheeler, who made that video, don't put music over your supercuts.
And so loud.
So loud. It's like, wait, we're supposed to actually be listening to what she has to say. Like, you're not remixing shit.
Yeah, I know, but it's like an audio watermark.
Yeah.
But like...
too loud.
Yeah.
This actually isn't... oh, wait, do you want to talk about Taylor Swift at all?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I guess...
I don't even care to hate her. I just don't care. Like, I'm not interested...
It's just to me.
I was interested to look at her flight log from last year.
Yeah.
Someone animated it.
Yeah. Okay. But also, it feels like a lot of what people are saying about this album, ruefully, like all of a sudden, people. It's actually not all of a sudden. This is exactly how it was like with Reputation, when it was just this, and then she was so consumed by this that she said she was canceled and.
Oh, the Kim Kardashian thing.
Yeah. Oh, the Kim Kardashian thing. She's still talking about that.
I thought that's what you were referring to about being canceled.
No, being canceled with, sure. That was part of it. I think that was around then, but just in general,
snake,
I'm talking more of the response to the music where people, well, the snake was Kanye, right? Or was she?
No,
the snake?
she was the snake.
Oh, she was the snake.
Yeah.
Kim was the snake, but
no,
she's saying
Taylor was.
Taylor's the snake.
People after that episode of, cause that was like brilliant. Actually, Katie Weaver.
Yeah.
It was the second time.
I wonder what Taylor Swift thinks of Katie Weaver. I bet she has an opinion.
Yeah, our friend Katie Weaver just like got this plot going on, you know, inadvertently while she was interviewing Kim for GQ.
She asked good questions.
She asked great questions. And
Kim seemed more than happy to answer them.
Yes. Well, because she was so sick of people like getting mad at Kanye for what she perceived, you know, as like Taylor... you know, agreeing to it. And she's like, we have proof and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And
but apparently the actual verbiage, like she agreed to being mentioned, but not being called a bitch. That's what Taylor Swift always said. That's her story.
Did she say that she had never heard the song at all?
No, she hadn't. Yes, I think so. All he did, I mean, that video is available to watch. He does.
Yeah, we'd watched
tell her,
it before on this.
Yeah, did we really?
We did.
Right. Okay. So he tells her.
But the
song's going to be that he's going to say that he made her famous. But I'm pretty sure he doesn't say he's going to call her a bitch. And that's right. What she raised.
And I think.
And said she didn't agree to.
See, and I think
which
that
is
like.
Actually. I'm okay. I kind of see that.
It's fine. But I also
maybe
think that like if I were Kim or Kanye and I heard that she was saying that she had a problem with the lyric and that he didn't play it to her, I would automatically think it was like I made her famous. I would think that that's what would affect her ego more.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't even think that bitch would matter because like, are we still doing that? Like,
yeah, well, I mean, yeah, she didn't want to be called a bitch.
But it's
she
like,
didn't want to say and she didn't especially say.
But saying bitch in a hip hop way like that
I think it's a tenably feminist position to say I never agreed to be called a bitch.
Yeah, it's not my kind of feminist. Yeah. Like it's,
but
and,
I do
and
think
I'm
it's,
a whiny feminist. So
yeah.
If I think that that's whiny.
I don't know. I mean, I think Taylor Swift in general is whiny. Like I don't think any of her issues are substantial. Well, not even the publishing stuff, honestly. Like what she needs to have more money. Okay.
Well, I'm sick. Yeah, so she can fly her all of her
like
planes.
That's so
she's
self-serving.
Plane.
Everything she's talked about like or when it's presented as like, "Oh, this is for artists," you know? Yes, I understand and in a perfect world you wouldn't need the labels, but like they do have to get paid, and record labels are notoriously predatory, by the way. So I do agree with that to a certain extent. But for me, it's just like the world's tiniest violin that Taylor Swift doesn't have, you know, $500 million and instead has $150 million or whatever the difference is between her owning the catalog, the publishing, or no, she owns the publishing, the catalog, right? It's the catalog,
the recordings,
you know? Yeah. Like that to me is like, I don't really care.
I don't mind about that. I do mind. And you know, Kanye, for whatever, you know, his issues are, and he has tons of issues, but she repeatedly is tried to make herself a victim.
Oh, she was on The View the next day. I believe
this black guy.
Yeah. I believe she was on The View the next day and talking about how scary it was.
Yeah.
Like, give me a break. She sees that opportunity And that's what Kanye means when he says that he made her famous.
I know.
That shot her to the stratosphere.
I know, because I kind of knew who she was.
People definitely knew who she was, and she was already winning tons of CMAs.
It was a crossover, but that was a cultural moment.
Absolutely, without a doubt, yeah. It was. Even though, I mean, I don't even think Kanye's position is tenable, as was shown later in the night when Single Ladies put a ring on it, won Video of the Year, and they were just clearly spreading it around.
Right.
And he like called, like it's the MTV Awards. They're just trying to like make everybody happy. It's not that shows aren't real, but MTV Video Music Awards are especially not real. And he got really upset about
it. I know he cares a lot about awards.
It's so goofy.
I do really like that thank you speech. What is it, a Grammy that he won?
Everybody want to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
That's good. That's great.
Right.
But, you know, it just seems to me like the stuff that people are saying primarily about the music, that's what I'm talking about.
This music?
Reputation. Yes. Reputation and Lover to a certain extent as well. We're kind of like,
I don't know where any of these land in her career. She I put her in the same categories like The Bachelor.
Right.
And The Bachelor.
I kind of want to get into The Bachelor, though, although it's way too late now. I'm not going to.
No, I don't
think
so.
But every once in a while, like
Golden Bachelor seems...
I wanted to see that. Yeah, it seemed
good.
They
got divorced. Do you know they're divorcing?
No.
Yeah, 3 months.
Wow. Well, I'm sure it was an interesting 3 months.
Or maybe it was even two. I mean, talk about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
That to me is like a part of America that's like so bland and just like not my style. Like...
But to me, it's like, okay, so not to belabor it, but a lot of the reviews have been negative. It's like people are empowered now for whatever reason to speak out against her. That's what is happening this cycle.
I thought that she was, I thought that people were like loving it, no?
There are people who are loving it. And Rolling Stone, which I'm going to read from you, from the review, Rob Sheffield is what the kids call a simp for Taylor Swift and gives a 5-star instant classic review. That's not the first 5-star instant classic review that Rolling Stone has given this year. a year I would say is thus far devoid of five-star classics. Ariana Grande.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
well, you know what, though? Even if you don't agree with that, I will say that I like that women are getting their due in Rolling Stone because there was a really long time where they didn't.
It's true. And a lot of men were getting this kind of positive coverage that was also overblown. It was like, that band's not that great. Why are they freaking out? I mean, that happens all the time. Jan Wenner, you know? Like,
but Jan Wenner famously, I mean, he wrote a book.
Yeah, I know.
He's not shy about saying that he doesn't. He's like, who was that guy? Was it Christopher Hitchens who was like, women aren't funny?
Yes, I believe he did say that. Rolling Stone, for Joni Mitchell, they like made fun of her for dating so many famous men. Rolling Stone published a diagram depicting her famous lovers, reinforcing in a lifelong distrust of publicity and fame, dubbing her cruelly Queen of L.A.
Oh my God, what year was that?
And even Old Lady of the Year. I think that was like 75 or something like that. this was on the Culture Crush. That is rude. But it is true, like when people point to that as like people are disproportionately obsessed with Joni Mitchell's sex life. She went out with Leonard Cohen, David Crosby, Graham Nash, James Taylor, Jackson Brown, Sam Shepard. She went out with Jaco Pastorius.
Oh my God, I thought that said David Cross. I was like, wow.
You know, the story of her love life is very interesting. And
Sam Shepard, it's so 70s.
But how could you not care about the fact that this woman fucked all of these people? Come on, that's incredible to me.
I like that,
you know,
that everyone knows that. Like, is she telling everyone?
She's writing songs about them and working with them. And like, you know, James Taylor would like, can't remember who she wrote A Case of You about, but I think it was, it might have been James Taylor, and I think he's played on the song. So like there was like that level of intimacy of like the songs that the guys that everybody knows, the guy that she's writing about.
Okay.
And they're still within the orbit. She stayed friends with a lot of them too.
I know you don't think it's weird, but I think that's weird.
I think it's weird too, but it is a kind of like, you know, free loving kind of hippie-ish spirit thing, you know?
Sure. I mean,
it's also really common amongst gay men.
I know. Well, are they dating or are they just fucking?
Oh, they're definitely dating. Yeah.
Yeah. I think dating is, that's weird for me.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
If I never had to talk to Dan again, I would have been just fine.
Well, you had a kid with him. Oh, yeah. So listen to this. So this is a moment with Taylor Swift where she is, where people are openly not afraid of Swifties. Just like, fuck you, this is bad. Because it did seem like for a while, you know, after
Kim Kardashian
Evermore,
lost a lot of followers apparently,
yeah,
but it's like
that,
a drop in the bucket for her.
And after, you know, Lover wasn't so well received, and then Evermore during the pandemic was incredibly well received.
Okay.
The acoustic folky one. And now she's just back to making, you know, mid kind of no ass synth dance stuff. You know, okay. That's my biggest problem with like the pop girls, when they do dance music or something like it, they slash the bass. And it's just like, yeah, that's right. You don't have an ass and neither does your music. Really? That's like literally what it is. Maybe we shouldn't keep that in. I don't know.
I liked it.
All right. I mean, it's true. You know what? That's the thing is that I don't mean a value judgment there, because I don't have an ass. I wish my ass were bigger.
I lost my ass.
But you don't have one and neither does your music. Those are facts. That's just straight up facts. If it's shady facts, then it's still facts. Rob Sheffield writes about her lines or like her lyrics. Tortured Poets has the intimate, this is the 5-star review, the instant classic. Tortured Poets, that will go down in time inevitably as being, you know, the wrong take, you know, unless whatever. Tortured Poets has the intimate sound of Folklore and Evermore, but with a coating of midnight synth pop gloss. The songs go for that detailed Folkmore style of storycraft, and instead of fictional characters, she's pouring her heart into her own deeply personal exorcisms. Sometimes her adult breakup tales are devastating, as in So Long London or LOML. Sometimes they're hilarious, as in My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys or Down Bad, but they're usually both. as she quips in Who's Afraid of Little Me, tell me everything's not about me, but what if it is? Is that devastating and hilarious?
Is...
Yeah, either of those things? To me, I just read these reviews of people praising her, and I'm like, I fundamentally disagree with the words. Like, what you're using to cite the point that you're making, I just don't see it. This is like not being able to taste cilantro. That's what actually somebody else said to me at a club.
I don't know. I'm not into her music. I'm not.
To me, reading a review like that it's like written in another language.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have read it. I resent that I have to get push notifications about her and her stupid football boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care about either of them.
You know, and if and when she breaks up with him, she's going to benefit from that too. And all this stuff, you know, it's ooh, just kind of cynical. Yes.
Being in football, what do you think about OJ? Do we cause that? I talk about OJ quite often.
No. We hadn't talked about him in a while. It would have been weirder if we had.
Well, we did talk about him when we went to move within the last year because I found that exercise tape, the VHS, at Katie's house when we were moving her dad's stuff out. It still is wrapped in the cellophane downstairs. I have it. And I was going through my old knitting bag that was like in this other box and I pulled it out and I hadn't seen it in so long. And it was like 2 days before he died. And I was like, oh, wow, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's weird.
Right?
All right. And so maybe you did it.
I was having a conversation with someone on text and we were talking about our favorite documentaries. And that's like my favorite documentary.
OJ Made in America.
Yeah. Because it's like, first of all, I think maybe, is it like one of the only movies or series or whatever that won both an Academy Award and
An
Emmy?
It
won an Academy Award and an Emmy.
Wow.
And really? I think a Golden Globe. Yeah.
Won Academy Award Best Documentary Feature in 2017. Did not win an Emmy.
It didn't win an Emmy? Are you sure?
No. Yeah.
Scroll down, though. Okay. That might be the film entry. I really, really thought it won an Emmy.
I think you have to. Oh, Primetime Emmy Awards. Yeah. Sorry. I'm so sorry. You're absolutely right. I'm so sorry. Outstanding Direction for Nonfiction Programming and Outstanding Picture Editing. Those two. So it won the directing. Yeah.
I mean, that's
I'm glad I kept scrolling. Totally forgot about that. Yeah. Not something you see very much.
No.
It's weird that it could be nominated for both.
But I went back and I was watching a lot of OJ stuff after he died.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch the Judith Regan interview?
I don't think so.
Oh my God. It's when after he wrote If I Did It.
Yeah.
And she, you know, published that book. That like railed her career for a long time.
Yeah.
She just kind of like was a gumshoe reporter that like climbed the ropes and became like an editor, and she had real sharp elbows and was like she's like really always got the story and she got the writers, and that was a fucking get.
Yeah,
like getting OJ to fucking confess. But she got so much, and then she did this like interview, and
she had to pay so much for it. That was the
thing. She got so much flack for giving him a platform
and
then
money,
but like technically because he was acquitted, he was able to, you know, profit off of it.
Right.
But, you know, that being said, that sucks, but she fucking did it. Like she got it. And then the interview now looking back on it, it's so good. Cause they finally released it like years and years later, maybe like 10 years later.
What is the interview?
It's an interview with OJ, and they were going to release the interview on Fox. They filmed it for Fox. It was like an hour long thing. It was going to be a primetime special.
When they were releasing the book.
And then the book
got canceled.
Yes. And then when people found out, because they started running spots for the show. And when people saw that, they were like, you know, livid. But he tells the story of how he would have done it. He makes up this like second character, which is bullshit.
Right. I remember that.
But I think
I remember being confused by that
Charlie,
at the time.
But I think that the reason why he did that was because I think that he can't even confront that he did that. Like, I think that he doesn't even believe at this point. Like, I think he knows he did it, but he's like that. But that wasn't me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I was out acting outside of myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I think that he made up that device because that's how he actually compartmentalizes it in his brain. And then, like, and he's like laughing in the interview and shit. And she's not happy about it. Like, she's really just
so
like.
So is she alongside of him?
They're face to face.
Oh, she's interviewing him.
She's interviewing him.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And he's telling the story about like how he did it.
You go through the back gate. Yes.
And it was open or broken or?
I don't recall.
Okay.
I go to the front and I'm looking to see what's going on. And I can see that it appears like Nicole had candles all the time. She really did to keep her overhead down, I think. And music was on. And while I was there, a guy shows up.
You know? So Ron Goldman comes in the back end.
Yeah. A guy that I really didn't recognize. I may have seen him around, but I really didn't recognize him to be anyone. And in the mood I was in, I started having words with him.
He says to you, I just came by to return a pair of glasses. Judy left them at the restaurant.
Yeah, words to that effect, yes.
And he was
don't know if I believe it or didn't believe it. It was pretty much immaterial because, you know, I was more concerned about everything that was going on. You know, and was fed up with it, I guess. And you
get into a fight. Nicole comes out. And
a verbal fight. Got a little loud, and by that time, Nicole had come out, and we started having words about who is this guy, why is he here, what's going on.
And she says, this is my house, get that the F out of here.
Yes, which I didn't like, because once again, this is the same person, and if you read the book, you'll see some things that happened in the 2 weeks leading up to this that were very, very irritating, you know. And I think Charlie had followed this guy in, wanted to make sure it was no problem, and he brought the knife. As things got heated, I just remember Nicole fell and hurt herself, and this guy kind of got into a karate thing, and I said, well, you think you can kick me? I grabbed the knife. I do remember that portion, taking the knife from Charlie, and to be honest, after that, I don't remember. Except I'm standing there and there's all kind of stuff around and
what kind of stuff?
Butt and stuff around. I hate to say this, but this is not about
right.
I know we got to back up again.
Right. That's okay. Really weird.
When people are bad people or crazy when they laugh at things that aren't funny.
Yeah.
Like when they just start laughing in the middle of what they said, and it's like, well, what you said wasn't funny like at all. Like what?
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily a sign of bad people, but it's, I think, a sign of lying.
Being off.
Yeah, or just some kind of deception. So we've recorded all this time and I didn't even talk about Richard Simmons, which is what I was going to talk about. That's like what I was getting to. Well, that's what happens when you're having fun. Richard Simmons being now active on Facebook, and he's so active and he's basically writing his life. I mean, like days waiting tables in New York and LA.
Wow.
Yeah. But also he's posted literally 18 songs.
That he sings. Wow.
I can read you some of the titles. Bow Wow, Empty Promises, Let It Slide, Dancing on the Rainbow, There's Always Tomorrow, Fortune Teller, Hummingbird, I Pray. And also he tells a story about something that Betty White said to him that really upset him.
Okay, that sounds really good.
Yeah, there's good stuff in there for sure. He's being weird.
I know that,
but he's back.
Okay.
So there you go. That's what we're going to talk about. Patreon.com/potpsychology in the bonus episode. Also, we have another tier where we're talking about America's Next Top Model. I mean, we're always talking about the fact that we're talking about this, but now I'm talking about it again. And I'm talking about it. And yeah. Okay. So, bye.
Oh, yeah, bye.
I've got to tell the devil he ain't on my level. Somebody call the priest to release the beast. Oh, what a mess to fix. I need an exorcist. Lord, I have a soul to protect. I need an exorcist for my ex. I need an exorcist for my ex. Got my head spinning round my neck. I need an exorcist for my ex, so I don't reply to that text. I need an exorcist for my ex.
I want God to bless me so that you won't possess me. I hold a crucifix because you exist. I have to pray today that you stay away. To forget your kiss, I need an exorcist. Lord, help me break this haze. I need an exorcist for my ex to get this out of my chest. I need an exorcist for my ex, so I don't miss all the sex. I need an exorcist for my ex. You had me in your spell, but God is gonna wake me down. You can go to hell, but you won't be taking me, cause I'm on an exodus to what's next. I need an exorcist.